and is scheduled to fight Haseem Rockman this Saturday night in Las Vegas. And he said, well, he got knocked out last time. He was a heavyweight champion. He lost it to this guy that no one'd ever heard of. I think they fought someplace in South Africa. I believe they did. And now, Bernard pointed out that the civilized world is counting on Lennox Lewis to prevail in this fight against Haseem Rockman,
aka Dowell Jones from Newark, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Mr. Lewis.
Hello.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for hanging on.
Could you play that Alan Jackson record again? It's quite lovely. Where were you when the world got blown up? Is that what it's called?
No, where were you when the world stopped turning?
Oh, right. Well, of course the world has to stop turning, has it?
No,
it did, we'd all be floating up in the air.
Metaphorically speaking.
Gravity.
Yeah, I understand that. Mr. Jackson pointed out that he wasn't an educated man. He was...
Well, obviously, if he thought the world stopped turning, then he still walked around.
I understand that part of it. I think it's true that he was speaking metaphorically.
Well, I don't know what language he's speaking, but it's wrong. I'm not educated as well, but I also know that the world hasn't stopped turning. The world hasn't stopped revolving around the sun because it is light and then it's followed by darkness.
Right.
Repeatedly.
Which brings it, yes, I'm saying it, day after day after day after night after night after night.
That's what repeatedly would be, yes.
Yeah. We're hoping that that the lights will go out for Haseem Rockman on Saturday night.
Oh, I'm going to cream Haseem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bomb Robert.
Yeah.
Yank him up by his little knobby John Thomas, swing him around the ring like a slingshot.
Right.
He's got quite a lovely penis, he does.
Pardon me?
He's got a lovely penis, I've seen him. It's rather huge.
Well, what one?
Quite easy to grab, you know, like...
What has his penis got to do with anything?
Oh, it's got everything to do with it, don't you think? I mean...
No, I don't. I don't think his penis has anything to do with it.
Oh, well, then obviously you just don't get it, don't you?
Well, what is there to get, Mr. Lewis?
I only fought gentlemen who have large penises. It's got to be something worthwhile for me, you see. I scream, you scream, but no one screams like Haseem, I'll tell you that right now. We had a little summer fling, it was a long time ago, I don't like to talk about it.
Well, I didn't want to mention this, but Bernard did mention that there was a time that you and Frank Bruno were rumored to have, another fighter from Great Britain, were rumored to have been, what was the rumor, Bernard?
Well, it's just rumors that Lennox Lewis, you know, he may like to touch his toes in the steam room after a workout, if you know what I mean.
Well, it seems that Frank is the one who does the toe touching, all right? I do the stool pushing, if you don't mind.
Oh, that was subtle.
That is fine.
Subtle? What's subtle? You talk about grabbing ankles in a shower.
Stool pushing.
God, I mean.
Hey.
Well, we wanted to talk to you about the special obligation that we think that you have.
I'm sort of lean towards Rockman now.
Representing the free and civilized world to pound this Haseem Rockman into pound as much as
throttle, I'd like to use throttle repeatedly.
Penetrate his defense, so to speak.
Yeah, that's it. Very good.
Well, slip one in on him. Yeah.
Well, you really are a great interviewer, aren't you?
Well, good luck.
Gentlemen in France really had it going there, you see. Well, he was right there, he was.
Shut up.
What's that noise? You're Darth Vader in the studio with you, but... It's like I'm speaking to Star Wars or something.
I have my oxygen on. I'm out here in New Mexico.
What, are you broadcasting under the ocean? No. Well, what the hell do you need oxygen for? All you got to do is open your bloody mouth and breathe. It's all about you.
I guess, as a matter of fact, I don't really need it. But...
I mean, that's another scientific fact that I bet Alan Jackson don't understand. The Earth has something we call atmosphere, all right?
And it's not like something you look for at a restaurant either.
Yeah.
O2. Just take a deep breath, all right? And take off a freaking oxygen.
Well. Always nice talking with you.
Always? You never talked to me before.
Well,
maybe you better turn up that oxygen a bit. I don't think you're getting enough oxygen to those brain cells.
Good luck on Saturday night.
What's happening Saturday night?
Well, one would hope you win this fight, you stooge.
I guess I'll have to take some oxygen then, should I?
One would hope that doesn't matter. Happens. Anyway, thanks, Lenny.
Yeah, right, but great.
Lenny Flores here on the Amazon.